Organizational PC. One of the immensely valuable aspects of any correct principle is that it is valid and applicable in a wide variety of circumstances. Throughout this book, I would like to share with you some of the ways in which these principles apply to organizations, including families, as well as to individuals. When people fail to respect the PPC balance in their use of physical assets in organizations, they decrease organizational effectiveness and often leave others with dying geese. For example, a person in charge of a physical asset such as a machine may be eager to make a good impression on his superiors. Perhaps the company is in a rapid growth stage and promotions are coming fast. So he produces at optimum levels, no downtimes, no maintenance. He runs the machine day and night. The production is phenomenal, costs are down, and profits skyrocket. Within a short time, he's promoted. Golden eggs. But suppose you are his successor on the job. You inherit a very sick goose, a machine that by this time is rusted and starts to break down. You have to invest heavily in downtime and maintenance. Costs skyrocket, profits nosedive, and who gets blamed for the loss of golden eggs? You do. Your predecessor liquidated the asset, but the accounting system only reported unit production, costs, and profit. The PPC balance is particularly important as it applies to the human assets of an organization, the customers and the employees and the suppliers. I know of a restaurant that served a fantastic clam chowder and was packed with customers every day at lunchtime. Then the business was sold, and the new owner focused on golden eggs. He decided to water down the chowder. For about a month, with costs down and revenues constant, profits zoomed, but little by little the customers began to disappear. Trust was gone and business dwindled to almost nothing. The new owner tried desperately to reclaim it, but he had neglected the customers, violated their trust, and lost the asset of customer loyalty. There was no more goose to produce the golden egg. There are organizations that talk a lot about the customer and then completely neglect the people that deal with the customer. The employees. The PC principle is to always treat your employees exactly as you want them to treat your best customers. You see, you can buy a person's hand, but you can't buy his heart. His heart is where his enthusiasm, his loyalty is. You can buy his back, but you can't buy his brain. That's where his creativity is, his ingenuity, his resourcefulness. PC work is treating employees as volunteers just as you treat customers as volunteers because that's what they are. They volunteer their best part, their hearts and minds. I was in a group once when someone asked, "How do you shape up lazy and incompetent employees?" Another man responded, "Drop hand grenades." Several others cheered that kind of macho management talk, that shape up or ship out supervision approach. But another person in the group asked, "Who picks up the pieces?" "No pieces." "Well, why don't you just do that to your customers?" the other man replied. "Just say, listen, if you're not interested in buying, you can just ship out of this place." The other responded, "You can't do that to customers." "Well, how come you can do it to employees?" "Because they are in your employ." "I see. Are your employees devoted to you? Do they work hard? How's your turnover?" The response, "Are you kidding? You can't find good people these days. There's too much turnover, absenteeism, moonlighting. People don't care anymore." That focus on golden eggs, that attitude, that paradigm is totally inadequate to tap into the powerful energies of the mind and heart of another person. A short-term bottom line is important, but it isn't all important. Effectiveness lies in the balance. Excessive focus on P or production results in ruined health, worn-out machines, depleted bank accounts, and broken relationships. Similarly, too much focus on PC, production capability, is like a person who runs 3 or 4 hours a day, bragging about the extra 10 years of life it creates, unaware he's spending them running. or a person endlessly going to school, never producing, living on other people's golden eggs, the eternal student syndrome. To maintain the wise PPC balance, the balance between the golden eggs or production and the health and welfare of the goose production capability, is often a difficult judgment call. But I suggest it is the very essence of effectiveness. It balances short-term with long-term. It balances going for the grade and paying the price to get an education. It balances the desire to have a room clean and the building of a relationship in which the child is internally committed to do it, cheerfully, willingly, without external supervision. It's a principle you can see validated in your own life when you burn the candle at both ends to get more golden eggs and wind up sick or exhausted, burned out, unable to produce any at all, or when you get a good night's sleep and wake up ready to produce throughout the day. You can see it when you press to get your own way with someone and somehow feel an emptiness in the relationship, or when you really take time to invest in a relationship and you find the desire and ability to work together, to communicate, takes a quantum leap. The PPC balance is the very essence of effectiveness. It's validated in every arena of life. We can work with it or against it, but it's there. It's a lighthouse. It's the definition and paradigm of effectiveness upon which the 7 habits in this book are based.